Welcome to 30s Flirty and Crying. Here are your hosts, Lynn and Penny. And first of all, they're stupid.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Clown Squad, this is Lynn and Penny, and first of all, we're stupid. We are on episode 7. It might seem like no big deal, but we're seriously excited that we have listeners to make 7 episodes for.
Yeah, and we know we've said it before, but we really love interacting with all of you and hearing your feedback, hearing about your fuckboy moments, and knowing that you can relate with the struggles of dating in your 30s. So thank you. Please keep sharing stories and memes with us, and please tell your friends about us. So for this episode, we are just going to kind of ramble on as we do some self-reflection on today's topic.
Yeah, so today we want to talk about mourning the relationships we never even had. Whether we like to admit it or not, we're tied to the hope we give ourselves that a situationship will blossom into something real. So we all deserve that actual relationship, right? Like that guy that comes along that cares about us, like brings us the coffee we like to work, gets to know us before fucking our brains out, and we actually like him back, which is the kicker always. But today, we're discussing why we miss the guys who treat us like shit.
Yeah, so like the ones who take 2 days to respond back to a text, and then don't even actually respond to the text we sent back in 0.2 seconds.
That's right.
And in 2 whole days, all they can manage to conjure up is a WYD to us. These guys pay attention to us for 5 minutes so they can plan how they're going to get it in. But after that dick appointment, they low-key ghost you for a few days and then turn right back around to tell you they didn't.
Dude, that's seriously the worst. And then you start thinking you're nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's the guys that, like, act like a boyfriend and treat you like a girlfriend 1 minute, but then the minute you act like you're into it, they're like, whoa, we're not there yet. Like, what? Or the like, I'm not looking for anything serious.
They just want to float down a river.
God. Yeah, like, I mean, there's guys that will like vent to you about their crappy day, but like they don't have time for you when you're having a stressful moment though. And like, of course, you care way too much about whatever the fuck is going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can invite you over for Netflix and chill, but they don't want to be bothered to walk you to your car at 2 a.m. when you leave on your little walk of shame or, you know, just hang out and do anything other than fuck. I mean, we can go on and on of, you know, examples of being treated shitty.
On and on. So there's just way, 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 way too many women who settle for it because of how good it feels when they paid attention to you for that half a day last week. So one day it hit me. I was all, dude, we don't want to let them go, or we are way too sad about it when we finally do let them go because of the hope we give ourselves.
Yep.
In those first couple of weeks when they are putting in the extra work to meet us, to get in our pants, they make us feel so good. It's everything we're looking for, right?
Yeah.
So we get hopeful. We start creating scenarios in our head based on potential. Natural. It's completely natural, but it's not healthy. And so, of course, we want to hold on to that hope tighter than a toddler's death grip on a piece of candy they're not supposed to have.
Right. Like, we're all so tired of going through this cycle of meeting people and exchanging pleasantries and learning each other's likes and dislikes, you know, getting comfortable with someone. And then finding out they're just another piece of shit that doesn't want anything serious, but disguise their BS to make you think they wanted to, you know, see where it goes. So we try to force things.
Yeah. We try to make things fit, to make the red flags seem like they're not that bad. And we settle. We get attached to that picture perfect relationship we created on our mind, mm-hmm. and ignore what is actually right in front of us. Sorry, ladies, but he is not that guy that you met and pictured having a relationship with. More often than not, the person they develop into is someone else completely, but it's so easy to be blindsided by hope.
Seriously. So, like, why do we fantasize men and attempt to place them in our lives as something real, even once we realize it's never going to be anything meaningful ever. Like, it's not going to happen. It might be in your head, but it's not in reality. Like, is it because it's meaningful to us? Like, do you realize it's going nowhere and take the hit just way too hard? So you just can't even accept it? Like, oh, but what if? No, there's so many what ifs. And I feel like maybe it's hard to get past that once we get to know someone and like mentally see them in our future. Because like, you know, what if it worked out the way I thought it would? Why wouldn't this work?
Oh yeah, there's just so many scenarios and questions you come up with. I mean, what are the actual odds that this song I love that I never hear on the radio came on when we were in his car together?
Right, you start putting things in your own fucking head.
Oh yeah, yeah, you completely like manifest it. Do we sit there and hold on to those memories trying desperately to give them meaning or piece them together into what we thought was going to be one in a long stream of memories? Whatever the reason, getting ahead of myself is a constant fucking issue.
Yeah, like you fuck yourself over by like picturing someone in your future and just like placing them there, whether that's going to be a thing or not. And then, you know, the thing you have in your head that is, you know, what you're thinking it's going to be. No. But oh, that's already what you planned though. So you fucked it up.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I self-sabotage all the time by jumping ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Or like, is it because it's a challenge? Like, I know I've gotten myself into a situation several times where I plan so far ahead and think of all the things I want to do with this dude. And then when it turns out to be hopeless, you know, yeah, it's just like, oh, there you go. My plans are ruined. Yay. Like, you start to think, like, how could we be so alike and have so many things in common? And he just doesn't want to have anything to do with me. I don't get it.
Right? Because that just can't be possible.
Oh, no.
You start to explore the why instead of just taking the hint, walking away before trapping yourself in the same hurtful situations over and over and over and over and over again like a fucking insane person.
Right.
His feelings or lack thereof are not going to change, and nothing you can do for him will make that happen. If he doesn't want a relationship, he doesn't want a relationship, and like, we have to believe them.
Yeah, yeah, nothing. Nothing you can do. And like, the hard part and the bottom line is like, you don't get to choose who you catch feelings for. Like, I fucking wish you did. Like, you can want all those things with one person and get them from someone else and not want them at all because they're not that person.
But, or can you? I mean, I feel like if we can fall for the wrong guy time and time again and force that situation because that's what we're doing, we're like trying to piece it together, that there has to be a way that we can control who we catch feelings for. I mean, I haven't been successful in picking the right guy, but I think it's probably possible. I think I'm just not mindful enough of my actions when it comes to dating. But what if we could be that mindful?
I mean, I would love it if everything was dependent on actions and not intentions, because every guy I've ever come across always starts off acting like they have good intentions.
Yeah. I think this is exactly where we go wrong. We date the potential in people way too often when it should definitely be based on actions, right?
Right.
If we were to train ourselves to see people for who they are based on their effort and actions, we could save ourselves so much lost time. If we were to learn that someone not wanting to be with us is not a personal attack on who we are, then we could walk away with grace. I've never been able to do that, by the way.
Oh, no. I walk away with petty all the time.
Oh, yeah. Psycho and petty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think for so many of us, this is such a struggle because we carry around too much baggage. And so instead of having that self-worth to remove whatever isn't working in our life, we try to force it to make it real, to feel like we are valid. When all it is doing is creating a cycle that reinforces the ridiculous thought that we're not worthy of someone that puts in that effort.
Yeah. No, totally. And like, I don't know, just along those lines, I know I get myself into a situation all the time where like, you know, you've planned ahead. And so you're putting yourself into a relationship. So like, is it fair to call something that wasn't actually ever real, it was only real to you, a breakup? Like, I feel like if someone continually gives you hope, even if their intentions were to fuck you over, though, like, you get to define that, like, what it was to you, however the fuck you want. Like, you know, Leo's lovely fiance told me in one of her epic texts that, like, I didn't get to say that he broke up with me because he only fucked me occasionally. But, like, as far as I'm concerned, I spent 8 months of my life committed to trying to make something that was never really real work. Like, he may have fucked me occasionally, but fucking with my head was a full-time fucking job for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't think that someone outside of any kind of relationship gets to tell you what that relationship was for you. But, like, at the same time, dismissing it for what it was can, you know, bring a certain kind of closure, especially if you don't get that from the motherfucker. It's okay to admit that you fucked up and didn't read between the lines for way too long, but, like, that doesn't mean you have to downplay what something meant to you.
Absolutely. So, ladies, please don't get us wrong. We are not telling you to not have hope. Although that seems like the easy answer, right?
Yes. Give up, bitch.
Yes. Like, that's what I always run to. Like, can I just not have any hope?
Fuck this anyways.
But no. What we are trying to say is don't create hope from those superficial interactions at the very beginning when everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in your head that if you're truly looking for a relationship, it's going to be a process. It's not going to be something that's immediate. Your hope should come from their actions and effort. That way, when their actions are questionable or even worse, downright shitty, you can recognize there's no hope and move on to something that's worth your time.
Yep. If there is such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's hilarious that, you know, preparing for this episode and thinking about what we want to talk about. And this was something that that whole thing was something that came from me. And I'm reading it and I'm like, bitch, you just had a fucking meltdown 3 days ago.
Right?
Because of this exact reason. Like, follow your own advice. Yeah.
For real. Like, I feel like, you know, how guys, like, they put everything off as like, oh, let's see where it goes. Like, but yeah, it really should be. There is a let's see where it goes. But it's a real process where both people are on the same fucking page, not a fucking game. Like, if it feels like a game, it's a game, bitch.
Right. And that's the situation I feel like, at least that's the situation I'm in right now. I feel like I'm in the real version of let's see where this goes because his energy and his effort matches mine. But because I've been burned lately by multiple, you know, guys about this, let's see where it goes. It's just fucked with my head. And I'm like, he's just fucking with me. And I have a full on fucking meltdown. And he's like, Penny, this isn't natural. Like, this isn't taking our time and seeing where it goes.
But it's so easy to, like, mistake someone's actions once you've had so many fucked up interactions with, like, the same bullshit. It's like they're all comparing notes and, like, deciding amongst themselves, like, okay, guys, we're gonna tell them we're gonna see where it goes, but you know what we mean.
Yeah.
So where does this leave us? Like, what problems arise from continuously giving ourselves hope for a future with someone that obviously only wants one thing or just wants to keep you around with no intention of actually being with you? Like, I know for me, I usually end up talking to a bunch of mindless fucks that only want one thing on purpose because I'm all in love with someone else. And so it's like, I know they're fuckboys, so there's a good chance I won't give a fuck and I'll just do it for some kind of sick, brokenhearted fuckboy game. And if I do start to catch feelings, I'll just get fuckboyed by a new doucher. So, oh well. It's what I was already dealing with anyway, right? So, like, do I keep myself in this cycle by falling for one of these dudes that were just supposed to be a rebound?
No, or... bitch.
No, bitch. Or, like, I don't know, like, does the false hope blame fall on them too? Like, does a guy get to say things like, oh, I'm gonna wipe you up and I miss your face, and then, like, tell you how he doesn't want a relationship after that? Like, it's so confusing. Like, I feel like this doesn't make it okay, but it also doesn't make it a situation you should stay in once you realize his actions don't match his words.
Yeah. I think we definitely have to take some accountability in those situations. Like, we love to joke around about our unhealthy coping mechanisms, but, like, it's really just that, unhealthy. And we're more than aware of how unhealthy it is. So when do we start making better choices? This is the main reason I started going to therapy.
Dude, yes, bitch, for you for that.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, why do I keep making the same bad choices? Why am I the damn lab rat that gets electrocuted but keeps touching the fucking cheese? So, I finally said, I need to know what's going on with me and dig deep and understand what I'm looking for and what I feel these fuckboys are giving me, if only temporarily. Right? So, I'm not giving them a free pass, though. Fuck that.
No.
The ones who full-on treat you like a girlfriend, but then treat you like shit, know what the fuck they're doing. It's malicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope they get the fucking karma they deserve. But we have to remember we can't control other people. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard if we're going to expect it of others, right? So, no matter what I think, it begins and ends with us. And in the end, we're going to be okay no matter what. So we really have to remember that. Like, we're going to be fine. Take a chill pill. Let it ride.
Mm-hmm. Make better choices and move the fuck on.
Yeah.
All right, guys. And with that, we will be right back.
This week, we have Fuckboy of the Week and Dumb Bitch of the Week.
Oh, bonus.
Because why not? These two can be the recipe for disaster when they meet. And I have a feeling these two meet often.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure these go hand in hand for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll notice this episode, we are going to have a little bit of doubles action going on because, you know, we missed last week because of just peak 2020 bullshit. So
yeah. Fuck 2020.
For real. Oh, man. Okay. So our fuckboy of the week is the allergic to commitment dude. It's the guy that just doesn't want anything serious right now because he's so busy working on himself, his career, friends, family, side projects, hobbies, whatever it is. Pose. It's all going to come before you. Like, he would rather build a fucking shed than come see you. This guy acts like he has something to prove, but in reality, he just doesn't want to be tied down. My favorite thing to point out to these guys is that you make time for what you want to make time for. Mm-hmm. There's never been a time where I didn't have enough hours in the day to talk to someone I actually give a fuck about. Leading us to the sad truth that if he doesn't have time to talk to you, he really just doesn't want to.
Truth. And our dumb bitch of the week is the one that has ugly girl syndrome. Ugh. Yeah. Insecure is her middle name and the motivation for everything she does. She's not really ugly, usually the complete opposite, actually. She's just fucking damaged from all the bullshit she's gone through. So she does anything to please a man. Anything.
I feel attacked.
Out here looking like the biggest clown of the bunch. This girl usually ends up with a dude that totally preys on her insecurities, and she fires back by buying him every thoughtful thing she can think of, giving all of her time and investing in him in any way he wants, expecting that it will make him care and see her as an actual person. The problem is, this girl doesn't even think of herself that way. She's usually so busy trying to convince him to love her that she doesn't even try to love herself.
Oh, man. Let's not even get into some of the things I've done for dudes.
Yeah, let's not get into that'll have to be a whole episode on its own. That's a lot of material.
So guilty. God, why am I like this? So, guys, today's story time is going to be about the dude you've probably been hearing the most from me about, because it's my current on again, off again, because fuck him, but I also love him.
It's her current no bitch for the past 6 months or so.
Oh, it really is such a fucking roller coaster. So I guess you could like consider him a POF horror story, because that's where I picked him up, POF. I met him in February. So like end of February, like right around like good pandemic hours. So like it was the beginning of the Rona. Like I think we had like 3 cases here or like 1 or, you know, if that, like, I think it was like before. And we, cause I remember our first date, us talking and being like, what if it gets here, you know? So like right about pre-pandemic. So like, you know, watch me use that as an excuse.
Yeah, definitely. Because I talked to old school in March, and that was barely when things were going to start getting shut down.
Right, right.
So it was pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pick this dude up on POF. I gave him my fake number, I think. And of course, you know, fake name as always. But I think I was attracted to him because he was like hella into the 90s. And I think his username had like something Jedi in it. So of course, you know, the nerd in me was like, oh, hey, you know, plus he's a brown dude. So that's always like a, you know, always thing for me. he started texting me and he asked if I wanted to go on a date, like, I think sometime that week. And I think I was free on some random ass day, like a Wednesday or something. So he basically was like, okay, meet me after work. And he just sent me a map of like where to go. And I was like, oh, okay, shit. Like this kind of hit out of nowhere. And like, I almost didn't go, which fuck, probably shouldn't have. So, was thinking I wasn't going to. I told him it was going to take me like a while to get there from work because it was like way the fuck across town or something. And he was like, oh, it's cool, me too. So I was like, oh, fuck, now I got to go. So went and met him for dinner. And so I get there. He like stands up when I get there and he's all tall as shit. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, that's no bueno all by itself. So we talk and we have dinner and a few drinks, and it went well. Like, we had a lot to talk about. Seemed like we had a lot of shit in common. Let him walk me out to the parking lot, and I gave him a hug, and he swears to all fuck that, like, oh, I wouldn't let go of him because, you know, he thinks he's so special. But no, that was all in him. Like, I feel like he just, you know, he was tall enough to be able to like hug me and like look at my ass. And I think that was just the only motivation there, was to try and touch my butt that day. So, you know, we're just in the parking lot hanging out, hugging like idiots on our first fucking date. Like, the fuck is that? Embarrassing. Hella PDA in a parking lot. And then I have my kid over here, like, checking my location. He's like, why the fuck are you at Toledo's, bro? So, yeah, just, I don't know. Seemed like we hit it off. And the first couple weeks, like, it was pretty good. Like, everything was going fucking normal. Like, we went on a few dates after that. We went, like, out to lunch one day, like, on both of our lunch breaks. And then we went to, I think, another dinner, and then we went to a bar, and like, same thing every time. He just sends me a fucking map of where I'm going. And so I'm kind of like, dude, I like this. I hate making decisions. And he does it every time. So we went to a bar. He got completely fucking shit faced. So I had no intention of actually hooking up with him that night, like zero, but he got so fucking drunk and we were closer to my house. So of course we both ended up back there. I'm not like super sober myself, better than him. So of course, end up fucking this dude because, yeah. But I mean, at this point, it's like our fourth date. I'm like, this is good for me, actually. Like, I usually do way worse. Usually doesn't require this much effort.
She's not lying.
So sad. But yeah, so spends the night. I don't know if it's like a drunk thing, but I'm pretty sure the night, like that first night he stayed at my house, we had sex like four times, which, mind you, I don't know what happened to that. Like, it has to just be a wasted thing because that has not been the situation anytime after.
Oh, I don't know why you're still fucking with them.
I know. I break my own fucking, like, I break our rule book completely by fucking
you,
with them.
You really do.
So, this motherfucker, like, yeah, everything seems to be going chill. But of course, like, just like every fucking bullshit I get myself into, like, after the first time we actually hook up, like, the next day, it's like 4 p.m. and he still hasn't hit me up, when he's been hitting me up consistently the whole fucking time. So, of course, I read into that shit, as I always do. And who knows? Maybe this is the point that I start acting different or fucking whatever. But he definitely does. That's the thing. I feel like they can't even say that they don't.
Right.
And that's where you start to like trip up. So he we get to where it's like the pandemic starts to get like real and then everything shuts down. And so around the time that everything shuts down, which now, mind you, I'm working from home, he's working from home, he somehow manages now to have no fucking time. And so, of course,
red flag
based off my last relationship, you not hitting me up when you have absolutely nothing else to do, but you just so happen to be at your house on lockdown now. Hello, obviously fucking with somebody. So, of course, I brush it off like I always fucking do. And I decide he's just busy because he has like a big test coming up and like, you know, start making my fucking excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as the squad knows, this motherfucker, the next thing he tells me is that he isn't going to be able to talk to me or see me for a month because he's Muslim and it's Ramadan. So, like, I don't even know what to think because I've never dated a Muslim dude.
Which, we did know, so much Googling.
I was like, it was like full like religion check. Like we had to fucking completely see what the fuck to like, because I'm like, that sounds like an out for bullshit. And like, I'm not gonna lie, I guess I'm not fucking cultured. I didn't realize that there was that big of a population of like Muslim Indian dudes. I assumed they're all Hindu, which that's not a thing, as we found out. So
right.
I'm thinking this has to be a fucking excuse because he's been acting bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of look it up and yeah, it is about a month. And, you know, it just cracks me up that we just can't figure out that he's this religious, but he's also fucking a white Jewish girl. So like, oh, I'm sure his mom would be so proud. I'm sure that goes by the laws completely.
I mean, not to mention, okay, Muslim, Jewish, yeah, not supposed to happen, right? But, like, even the whole fact of, like, okay, I can't see you because I can't have sex and impure thoughts during the month stuff, like, that's not just for Ramadan. That's, like, all the time. You're not married, so you're not supposed to do that.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of one of the things I don't know, at least I found out, was, like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that in general. Like, you're not supposed to, I don't know. It's just, we had the problem of figuring out, like, if you're that religious, how do you only follow some of your shit, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyways, I roll with it. Like, I let him blow me off for an entire fucking month, more or less. And, like, he told me he was still going to be talking to me. He just couldn't see me because then he would want to hook up with me. But he talks to me, like, less and less. And, like, mind you, like, he's like praying and stuff, but he's just fasting during the day is pretty much the biggest part of it. It's just that he's fasting. So just, yeah, let him blow me off for an entire fucking month. And then Ramadan's over. I'm like, cool. I get to see this motherfucker, right? Yeah, no. Like, I think 2 more weeks went by after Ramadan ended and he still fucking wasn't around. So I'm just like, bro, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So this is where I start in with the, I don't know, maybe this is the first time I broke up with him because I think I'm on like the 47th time by now.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So break up with him, tell him it's not fucking working. Like, I can't fucking do it because I never fucking see him. I waited a whole fucking month not seeing him that I like respected his shit. And now he still hasn't seen me. We're in a fucking pandemic. Obviously, you know, you're on lockdown. You have to be less busy than you were. There's no fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it gets to where he's not even seeing me, like, on weekends. And it's just all bullshit. So I start constantly calling him out on his shit. Because he keeps telling me he wants to stay with me. He wants to be with me. He wants to be fucking exclusive, which is the fucking kicker. This dude wants to not see me for a straight month and a half, but fuck anybody else. Like, why do they think that's okay?
God.
Like, I don't want to be with you, but I don't want anyone else to fuck with you either. So let's just keep it like that. Oh, but if I end up fucking finding some other shit, you bet your ass I'm gonna go for it. But don't you dare. What the fuck?
Yeah, so, what? Yeah. What the fuck is that? You keep on messing with them. Go ahead, continue.
I don't know what the fuck. And like, my biggest problem is that like, he don't even do much for me to get back in it. Like, I'm trying to be like fucking, no, I don't know, like
his way of getting back is like,
hey,
I'm gonna take you to eat tacos this weekend.
But then he doesn't. And then he never like, does.
I'm fucking in. Yes, we're back together. And then the motherfucker doesn't show up.
He leads me on like all week. Like he'll be like, I'm gonna take you to get tacos Wednesday. Nope, doesn't show up on Wednesday. Baby, I got lost in the sauce. I'm
sorry.
It's like his most fucking common excuse for anything that has to do with ignoring me or not showing up is that he got lost in the sauce. Which, like, I start to, like, wonder about him because I'm like, okay, I start getting to know his personality better. And I'm like, this is still my issue. Like, I don't know if he's just literally a fucking asshole. Like, I didn't think anyone could be that big of a dick. So I don't know if he's literally that much of an asshole or he's up to some shit. Like, we're thinking it's kind of both.
Yeah, it's definitely a combo.
Yeah, yeah. So something like that. Because, like, this dude, one day he came over after, you know, like 27 months. And he gets to my house and, like, I'm in a gated community. So he asked me for the gate code. And I'm like, bro, we've been dating for, like, what was it at that point? Like
four months. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you don't know my fucking gate code? Fuck you. Like, are you kidding me? And he just like, and I don't know if I'm on the phone with him at that point, but at some point I call him and this motherfucker, he goes, oh yeah, I gotta take this. I'm sorry. Hangs up on me and turns off his fucking phone. So he pretended to get a call at 8 a.m. because for whatever reason he came over early as fuck that day, pretends to get a phone call, drives off and turns his phone off so I can't even call him.
Ugh.
He's 40, bro. Like, he's 40. I know he sounds like he's like 22, but no. Mm-mm. Old enough to know better for sure. So yeah, total fucking shit show. Don't know why the fuck I'm still talking to him, but
same.
Yeah, I can't even explain it to myself because it's like he does the most fucked up shit.
Yeah,
like when I say it out loud, I'm like, dear God, like, what are you fucking doing? If any of your friends like told you this about some dude they were dating, you would be like, bitch, like, are you fucking kidding me that you dealt with that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just I don't fucking get it. I got nothing for you guys. I wish I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to tell them about the most recent fucked up thing he did.
Oh God. What was even the most recent fucked up thing he
like
did?
Like the most absolute fucked up thing he's ever done.
Wait, what was it?
You seriously don't know, bitch.
You see how much I just missed shit?
When you tricked him.
Oh fuck. That was the worst. Oh my God. Okay. So this motherfucker, like, it's, I don't know about the rest of you, but it's so hard to navigate right now, like, anything, because everything is Netflix and chill because we can't fucking do anything. So it's like, how do you decide if they're just trying to Netflix and chill or they really like you and that's just all you can do right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this motherfucker, he, what was going on that day? Were you here that day? I think you were.
Yeah. We were in your backyard chilling.
That's right.
I don't know. Remember, like, what you text him or something.
He hadn't texted me, like, all fucking day, basically. And so I don't even remember what the fuck I texted him. But somehow it got to, he was like, let me come over.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, do it. Like, come over. Go for it. And he's like, okay, I'll be there in a little bit. So I full on know, like, I'm like, Tom's in town. I'm right in the fucking middle of that. So I can't do anything with him. Like, and at this point, I've accused him multiple times of like only wanting to fuck, not wanting a relationship. He keeps telling me he wants to, like, I don't know. This is where it's confusing. He's one of those. It's like, I'm going to wife you. Let me feed you, baby. Like all that shit. And then doesn't want a relationship though.
Right.
So one of the ones that just hard fucks with your head. So anyways, point being, accused him many times of only wanting to fuck. So yeah, I full on invited him over when I'm in the middle of my shit and he can't get any because fuck him. Why not?
Right.
Plus, like, he never shows up. So, I mean, there was a 50-50 chance anyways. So true. He gets here. And I tell him I can't do anything. And then he, of course, was straight up like, okay, well, like, suck my dick. And I was like, no. No. Because he had been, like, a fucking asshole all fucking week. And I'm just like, no, I'm not doing shit for you. Like, you only came over to get laid. You can't get laid. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Sucks for you. And this motherfucker was like, oh, I knew it was too good to be true. Like, you totally fucking tricked me. And I'm like, I tricked you? Like, what? And for whatever reason in the moment, because he actually said that when he was here, but I didn't really call him out on it and get pissed until the next day.
Because you're a clown.
I know. Like, he must have texted me. He texted me that I tricked him.
Oh, yeah, because he only chilled for a little bit, bounced, and then, like, didn't talk to you the next day. And you were like, okay, like, you can't even hit me up today. And he said, you shouldn't have tricked me.
Oh, that's right. That's what fucking set me off. And I just, like, fire. Like, I just popped the fuck off. Because I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like, I just couldn't even fucking believe that. Like, it was one thing to be, like, in the moment, like, oh, you totally tricked me. But for whatever reason, that shit hit different.
Well, yeah, because, like, in the moment, it was probably like, oh, it's just a joke. He's here. He's still chilling, right? But then, right. Like, the next day not hitting you up and then saying, well, you shouldn't have tricked me. Like, motherfucker, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, like I, you know, did it on purpose. Full-on didn't talk to me all day because I tricked him. So I was just like, okay, so you can't just fucking hang out with me? Like, that's not a chill thing anymore? Like, you don't do any of the shit that you fucking... like did before. We don't fucking go anywhere, which we can't, but it's like, you could fucking come up with something. You could actually show up. You could do so many fucking things that you don't do. And I don't know if it's, I just like explaining it to him over and over and over and over because he doesn't fucking get it. Like,
oh, he do gets I just, it.
Oh no, he gets it. You're right. You're right. He does. He just like, yeah, I need help, guys.
SOS.
I need help. So currently, current situation is
she forgave him for tricking.
I did.
Yeah, for saying
I
he
did.
For, you know, saying she tricked him and she's still fucking with him.
And he fucked up since then. At least I've broken up with him like at least two times since then. And that's the thing too. He'll always like acknowledge it like, oh, well, you broke up with me. Oh, but you don't want a relationship. So stop saying shit like I fucking broke up with you. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, all the way. Fuck all the way off.
Fuck all the way off. Yeah, dude, I don't. First of all, I'm stupid. So, yeah, so I will keep you guys posted on how fucking dumb I am with that. And, yeah, so now.
Okay, so I... you know, like a whole bunch of sad girl feeling memes and like posts and stuff on Facebook and IG. And so a shit ton of them are always coming across my feed, right? Because whatever you like, you get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came across this earlier today and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like perfect for our episode. So it's on Facebook and the account is called Rising Women. And that, let me read it really quick to you guys because it's pretty good and it goes quite like perfectly along with this episode. It says, we can get really sidelined by our anxiety and hormones in the beginning of a new relationship. We lose our center when we're so distracted with the idea of being chosen that we forget to slow down and ask whether or not this is something we want to consciously choose. Just because we're flooded with hormones that make us want to explore somebody's body does not mean they are an aligned partnership match for us. Take your time in the beginning. Hone your discernment. There's no rush to make it official. Dating is a time where you have an opportunity to get to know someone's heart, their programming, their belief systems, and what kind of future they want. It's time to practice curiosity and qualify this person. Qualify this person. So often we fall into relationships just like we fall in love because we stray from our core and don't take time to ask the deeper questions. There's no rush if it's right.
That's real. Like that, that's the kind of naturally I was talking about as opposed to the shit these dudes throw out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like I read that and I was like, yes, that, like that. But mm-hmm. I mean, I struggle with it so much because like I said, I fucking jump. I jump all these steps and I'm like, okay, I have feelings now. I like you. So you're supposed to love me and be obsessed with me and just want to wife me up. And like, we're supposed to live happily ever after tomorrow.
Right. But I feel like also though, on the other side of that, like, you know, they push this whole natural progression thing that they want to happen. But it's like, if you're really into someone and they're into you, it's on both ends. Like, you're not going to be fucking questioning their bullshit. It doesn't even come up for you to think about that because they're just as committed as you are. Like, that's how it's supposed to work, you know? But yeah, we do. We fucking jump head first into shit.
Yeah.
And it's usually like head first into like 2 feet of water.
Yeah. So for this week, our sad girl song of the week, we have two because we're doubling it up. The first one is Stupid by Tate McRae. So the lyrics in the song, you're so bad for my health, but I just can't help myself. I'm so stupid for you. Pretty much sums it up. We've all had that one that we could just not break free from, and we didn't even understand why. Well, clowns, it's because, first of all, we're stupid.
I feel like that has to be a constant reminder today.
Yeah, yeah. And Both by Ingrid Andress. This song perfectly explains that you can't have the floating down the river of whatever happens, let's see where this goes, middle ground situationships that guys try to get away with. Nope. You can't have it both ways.
Sure can't.
Must listen. Both of those are really good songs.
Yes, agreed. And our combat songs of the week, we have Stupid. You get a sad girl song called Stupid and a combat song called Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Our combat song is by Ash Nico. Stupid boy, think that I need him is the first line of this song, which I don't know about you clowns, but when I'm trying to come off of catching feels for the wrong idiot, I could use a reminder that he serves no purpose in my life.
None. Absolutely.
And our second is Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Everyone loves this fucking song. If you say you don't, you're a fucking liar, just like every dude I've ever dated. Like, this one is the anthem for a reason. It's real as fuck. Just give it a listen.
Yes. So we want to thank you all for listening to us. We appreciate you. Remember to look us up on all our social medias. Lynn, hit them with our site again.
So if you go to anchor.fm/30sflirtyandcrying, you can find links to all of our socials. You can also leave us a message. So if you have a fuckboy horror story you want to share with us, please do. We really want to hear your stories so that we know we're not the only ones.
Yes. Keep messaging us on IG. If you're not following us, go follow us because we have been posting polls and questions, just trying to get a feel of what you guys want to hear more of. And also just questions about dating and you know, seeing if you can relate to issues we've been going through. And just getting your take on it. Like recently we asked how long before you want to be exclusive in a relationship. And we got like between 6 months and a year. And well, you know, this bitch was pretty surprised. Like I've been doing it wrong. Cause I've been trying to like super rush it. Like a month two in, I'm like, well, where do you think we're at?
This is the problem.
Yes. So, I mean, it's good. We need your help. We need your help. Yeah. And I'm sure we're not the only one. So join in, answer the questions, and let's help each other out.
Yeah. Beyond that, we're having a super fucking good time interacting with some of you guys. Like, we get regular messages from some people, and like, you bitches really are going through the same shit that we are.
Yes. We've made besties.
Yeah, so keep sending the memes, keep sending us messages. We love it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And so, once again, this is Penny and Lynn reminding you to try and make good decisions this week. But if you don't,
oh well.